1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and I'm joined here by Ruth Angel, who joins me every Saturday morning on KCNR 1460 AM. We do all things real estate, where we talk about real estate until it becomes too boring, and then we talk about pretty much anything else that becomes interesting or piques our curiosity. So we have a special guest this hour, but before we go to Chief Belletti, we're going to shoot it back over to Bob.
And we've got Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors. She's going to bring us now the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rebounding after a report of a slowdown in retail sales, this boosting speculation the Fed will leave rates unchanged. Turning to the markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 77 points at 16,639. The S&P 500 up 8 points at 1942. The NASDAQ Composite advancing 37 points at 4,426. Some of the day's biggest movers, Rite Aid up 2 cents at $6.23, Verizon up a penny, trading at $48.83, Deere off $1.40 at $85.80. Turning to local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up a nickel at $22.35, Cornerstone Community Bank unchanged at $9.15, Bank of Commerce flat and trading at $6.27. For commodities, gold is up $4 an ounce at $1,314, silver up a penny, 19, and crude oil off 37 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. And as we take a quick look at the weather, it'll be mostly sunny skies today. A high near 84, a little bit of relief from the past couple of days. We still have high fire danger. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 64. Warming up a bit tomorrow, 88. By the time we get into the weekend, we're back into the 90s. Currently in Reading, we have 72 degrees in the report. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. And now, Kurt and Ruth.
Well, thanks, Bob. And we are here filling in. Hopefully, we're not boring people too much. We tend to get rattled on, especially Ruth, when she goes on some sort of left-ended hippie tirade. But right. we're joined this morning by Chief Belletti here from the Reading, Chief of the Reading Police Department.
Good morning.
And happy to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
We're filling in, so hopefully as the B team, we can hold water and do okay. I happen to know probably something a little bit that most people don't know. He's also an avid photographer.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep. Yes. And a good one. His son is quite a wrestler out at Foothill, and he gets right down there on the mat. He's taking some pretty great pictures. And I'm happy to say he was there watching my son won his first match. One of the happy, I get goosebumps thinking about it. It was a big deal for him. His son wins quite a bit. Your son's quite a little wrestler.
He does well. He's coming
Coaching
into his
from
own
his
this
dad.
Year. No, yeah. Dad did not wrestle. Dad's a soccer player and did weightlifting and bodybuilding contests. I did not wrestle. His older brother wrestled.
Wow.
And he was a very successful, you know, wrestler in high school, and Nick idolized his big brother, so
good.
He's a good little wrestler, and they're going to have a good team this year. Foothill High School is going to have a good team.
So you
team.
Take pictures of
everybody.
Your kids or
I take
scenery.
Pictures mostly of sports.
Oh, very good.
When I'm there, and I take the pictures of the kids when they're doing it. And I try to send, you know, there's not a lot of coverage of wrestling. Everything's about football and basketball, so I try to send as many photos to the Record Searchlight as I can. You know, so the kids get some recognition because those wrestlers, you know, work really,
yeah,
really hard.
My brother was a wrestler.
Oh, it is hard and it's sweaty. And last year we ended up with the MRSA and all that stuff. And he's still got little scars from it.
So ringworm. That's the bad things that come from wrestling.
No wonder
that's
they don't get in that. No wonder girls don't do that.
Well, it's still good for him. It was great for Ty. He lost a ton of weight. He's kept it off. So it's been a good thing. But, you know, things like that I think you need to give our people in high public office kudos when they do something like that because no one ever hears about it. So
and always cool the grandparents and the parents will buy the pictures. right?
I don't. Well, I have good prices. They're free. I just you know, when you go to a wrestling tournament, I still joke. I went to the Tim Brown Memorial Tournament in Sacramento. It's a huge tournament for my older son, and I was at that wrestling tournament for 17 hours, and I watched my son wrestle for 7 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah. You know, the pictures help dad get through the day, you know, taking pictures. I can run around and catch all the matches for all the kids on the team and take pictures and then put them on a DVD or a thumb drive and give them, the parents pass it around and take their pictures of their kids. But, you know, after a season of tournaments and wrestling matches, I take at a tournament probably, you know, 200-300 pictures in a day. And then I go through home and crop them all on the computer and give them so they got some pictures to go through by the end of the season to find their own kid.
And I could tell, but I'm not going to tell some of the stories because he'll also drive some of these boys to these different tournaments. I've heard some fun stories.
So the police chief is real, right?
The police chief is real and he's a good influence on our kids, which is a good thing. Yeah, I've heard some things that made me chuckle.
Well, I tell you, you put 7 high school wrestlers in a Yukon Denali and drive for 2 hours to a wrestling tournament, and there's a couple times where I had to tell them to sit still because they were turning the Denali, but we have a good time. They're good kids.
And they let you drive.
Oh, yeah.
They're not driving. Anyhow,
You've been in the paper. Well, I just heard on the news coming in that you are going to be sitting down with Patrick Jones tomorrow with the police auxiliary. So I'd like to get, you know, I know that I've heard a lot of angst that you're against it, but yet I know from your meeting a couple weeks ago at Sequoia Middle School, you're open to anything. You're open to a lot of strategies to help with this crime issue. So
I am, and the concern that I have with volunteers in a citizens patrol is merely safety.
Right.
When we're putting 7 cops on the street per shift, it's kind of, if they found something and if they called for help, what's my ability to respond to that?
Exactly.
So I want to be able to shape the volunteer program. First of all, we have a volunteer program. We have 22 volunteers in the Reading Police Department now. Our chaplains alone put in almost 12,000 hours last year. They're just a gem. One guy alone, Lynn Harry, did almost 800 hours last year removing graffiti. And we have ladies that come in, you know, that help type reports and file citations and help with the abandoned vehicle program. So we've got a lot of volunteers that donate a lot of hours now. The top 3 volunteers in hours donated last year for the city of Reading were all with the Reading Police Department. So we leverage those volunteers as best we can. Now, if we're going to expand that program, there's some, you know, costs that are going to come with that, because if you're going to work in the Reading Police Department, you have to be able to submit to a background check, because we have California law enforcement computers that tap into DOJ and DMV and everything else, and we simply can't allow you around those computers without a solid background check.
Sure.
Otherwise, we'll lose our access to those links. So there's the cost involved in doing backgrounds of all the people that want to come and volunteer.
Well, you got to have trainers. Plus, you know, you were talking about having to buy bicycle shorts, you know, and that's a cost to your department. So
you put police on anything and the price goes up,
right?
You know, when it's 40, 50, 60 bucks for a pair of shorts, and they're just nylon blue shorts, it gets a little, pricey, but the feedback.
So I'm going to assume that the auxiliary people will probably have to pay their way to whatever you guys decide.
That's going to be up to council on how much money they want to, you know, dedicate to this thing. You know, plus you have to have somebody that's going to, you know, if you get 50, you know, 40, 50 volunteers that are going to work and assist with patrol, you know, somebody's got to do all that scheduling and somebody's got to do all those background checks and make sure they're there and coordinate the training, putting together, you know, a citizens academy so that we can get them trained so they can go out and be beneficial to the department. So we'll work through all those issues and see how many volunteers we get that want to go, you know, assist. My thought process was, let's find ways that they can free up the police officers' time so the officers can go look for the bad guys.
Very good.
It's very concerning to me to, you know, for an idea where you want to dress them like they're police officers, make them look like they're police officers, send them out looking for bad guys, and then tell them stay in the car and call for help and don't do anything. And then we have, you know, somebody who doesn't do that because we don't have anybody to respond. And now all of a sudden they're out trying to intervene and they get hurt. And that's the safety factor is where my big concern. I've looked at Lodi. You know, I was a captain in Stockton. We had a volunteers and police service program there. They wore white shirts, not dark shirts. They drove white cars that were littered with the word volunteer.
Right.
They went out and tagged abandoned autos. They went out and wrote citizen volunteers cannot write general parking citations. The only exception in the law is that they can write handicap citations. And they would help the officers with traffic control at special events and traffic accidents, things like that, to assist them. And they're a good asset. But I think we can enhance that a little bit more by teaching them to maybe write some simple police reports. Citizens can file reports online now. Why can't we have, you know, citizens go and assist officers with, you know, completed crimes or stolen vehicle reports?
And it may be that some people just want somebody to talk to and vent a little bit about their particular crime. So when you say you'll send a volunteer to help them through that process, because a lot of people don't know. So just simply having a strategy and helping people put these crime reports together and literally doing it for themselves, they could do it online, but you don't always have you don't always know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. So having a volunteer go out and maybe help someone through mm-hmm. that process would be a great idea.
Billings, Montana, I looked at their program yesterday. They have a storefront for their volunteers, and the people come in and file their police reports at that storefront. Now, that's, you're not even talking rent and other things, but we could modify that a little bit. We're still going to get some deterrent value because we're going to dispatch them, and they're going to be driving to these places. But I'd rather have them go meet with victims than go look for suspects.
Exactly.
I'd rather have the officers do that.
And in my old agency, Fremont, we had a community organized community volunteer program, and they did drive white vehicles, wear white shirts, and it was clearly – we had a lot of older folks that did it. So.
Well, and that's who has the time to dedicate. Yeah. You know, most of the people, you know, that really can – you know, go through the police background and thing. They're either retired or they have jobs,
right.
And you know they don't have a lot of time to do that. So you know, I'm all willing to look at anybody that wants to come and help, and we'll try to find a way that we can utilize them so that they feel, you know, valued, and they're giving good value to the police department, and at the same time we're getting some ability to free up some officer time to go out and deal with the bad guys.
And we need to take a break. When we come back, though, I'm, the question that I think leads out of that question is, you're already stretched thin, and what do we do when you've caught the person, you've got the crime committed, and then there's very little you guys. Your hands are so tied in so many different areas that. What you're able to do after we're able to uncover more wrongdoing and so on and so forth. Anyway, we're late for this break. We need to take it real quick, and we'll be back right after this.
And thank you very much, Kurt. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, they've been serving the North State with outstanding service with all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, they've got service 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field, things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Spark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent. I'm joined by Ruth Angel, and we're here filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. You can listen to us on Saturdays from 9 to 10, where we talk about real estate and anything else than local politics and so on and so forth. But we're filling in here today for Colin Lindau on KCNR 1460 AM. And we're joined by our special guest, Chief Paletti, the Reading Chief of Police, who I got to say, and I'm just going to, you know, all the old hens out there that get upset with me for interrupting Ruth, I'm going to have to start interrupting Ruth a little more when I disagree. I'm just telling you right now, so be prepared.
So disagree about what, Kurt?
I'm not sure yet. I just got a feeling it's coming.
So let me just say, in Chief Paletti's world, and I realize that you got to get it signed off by city council and all of that kind of stuff, but in Chief Paletti's world, what would an auxiliary or citizen volunteer group look like?
Well, there's two aspects to that, and really what I'd like to do is, you know, we can put them in a simple, you know, Reading Police polo shirt, keep the uniform cost down, and I would like to see them come in and be trained to write simple police reports. Go assist citizens that have been victims of crime. Help them either fill out the report online or take the report for them. Simple, you know, completed burglaries, things where there's no suspect information. Teach them to, you know, take stolen auto reports and other things where anything that a community service officer would have done before, with the exception of the prints and photographs and things like that. Because what we do want to do is limit our volunteers' exposure to court.
Right.
Because typically our volunteers, we had reserve police officers in Stockton where I came from, and we've been looking at that here for either retired officers that want to come back and spend a day, you know, in a police car. But those are armed, trained police officers. You also have a lot of kids that are putting themselves through police academies that aren't yet hired that may want to gain some experience riding along with an experienced officer, puts two in a car. But even that, you want to keep them – you want to limit their exposure to citations and arrests, because otherwise if they have a regular job and all of a sudden they're getting subpoenaed, they got to be in court, and now you're affecting their civilian employment. So there's ways that we can shape the program to alleviate about – I would say probably 60-70% of an officer's day is – taking up taking reports that CSOs used to take, you know, non-injury traffic accidents, cold burglaries that have already been completed and there's no suspect information, stolen auto reports, stolen auto recoveries, things where there's no danger, you're going there to write a report. And then I'd like to see us maybe invest some money in expanding our cadet program. Now, keep in mind, we have two programs, so I don't want you to think they're little grade school kids. We have the explorers that are volunteers that are grade school through graduation from high school, and then our cadets are college-age students, 18 to 22.
Like interns, right?
They are. They get paid anywhere from about $10 an hour, and they come in and they work in property. They go serve civil subpoenas. They do other things. We could easily train those kids. I got one cadet that graduated high school with like a 4.3 grade point average. I think he can take a police report.
Or you know, answer so, phones.
You know, sit in a telephone report unit and take calls over and type reports. Because a lot of those reports, if there's no fingerprints or no other things, a lot of them end up being insurance reports so that you have the documentation right. for your insurance. Residential burglaries, commercial burglaries, we usually try to get fingerprints from those. Unfortunately, there is a little bit of a CSI effect that people watch TV and think you can, you know, magically get fingerprints off
murder.
Of everything.
Find the murderer.
But, you know, at least we can give them, you know, some the cadets, at least then they're employees, and we tell them when they're going to work.
Yeah. We have a caller.
Well, that,
we have a caller.
We do have a caller, and that would free up. Basically, what you're saying is have them take the task away to free up the officers that the officer is allowed to be out on the street and be
correct.
Out patrolling more, which is a great idea. We do have a caller. We have Karen on line one. How are you doing
good
today,
morning,
Karen?
Sir. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
And you have a question for Chief Paletti.
I do. Chief, I just have a question that we had a friend who was accosted and called the police at the time it happened, and they showed up like 5 hours later to his home. And the people got away. So what's the answer to that?
Well, and that's what I'm trying to do. You know, when we put shifts out that are really, you know, seven officers, a sergeant, and a lieutenant, we don't have a lot of resources out there to be able to handle the calls for service that are coming in. Typically, at any one time, the Reading Police Department has about, like yesterday, we averaged about 25 to 30 calls for service holding and waiting for an officer to respond to. Now, a lot of those...
Over the course of the day, 25 to 30 calls.
No, at any one time during the day.
At any... So
any time you walk in, you have seven officers, 14 when the second shift comes in, mm-hmm. that are on calls, and you have 30 more calls waiting for them to get to.
Let's break that down just a little bit, and we'll keep going with this, Karen. But so you're saying, say it's 9:15 in the morning, and you have seven officers, or whether it's later in the day and you have 14. Are you saying that in that 9:15 to 9:30 or from 9 o'clock to 9:30, you'll have 30 phone calls where officers need to respond?
Correct.
Oh. Well, I don't think people had any idea.
You figure
that.
When
I
you
had no idea.
I did because I was in the business.
We handled 93,000 or 91,000 calls for service last year. And we are designed to have 50 officers in patrol to patrol the city 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At any one time, because of injuries, that's usually more like about 40.
Not 40 on the streets, 40
no,
officers 40 over the
officers
course of the
total,
day.
To patrol the city wow. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So when you put seven officers out there, if one of them makes an arrest and has to go to the jail, that's about an hour, hour and a half process.
And they can't dump their, they just can't
no,
dump the
you
prisoner.
You have to stay at the jail with them until the booking process is complete. If you arrest one that's injured and you have to take them to the hospital, that could be 3-4 hours that they're off the street. So you can see how you can chew up resources really quickly. So what we're trying to do with the ideas with the reserve or with the volunteers, the community service officers, and the cadets is let's take the non-dangerous calls off the officer's plate, have somebody else deal with those like the community service officers used to do so that the officers can respond to calls like you're talking about.
In the meantime, then, this person is getting beat and rocks thrown and unless I guess he gets killed, nobody comes.
No, we do come. I understand, ma'am. I'm not happy with that customer service model. I'm really not. We prioritize calls 0 through 4. Priority 0 and 1 are emergency calls.
Right, I went to that meeting.
Yeah, and so we try to get people there as fast as we can by the call prioritization. But when the call comes in, if there's nobody available. And we continue to get more calls like, you know, priority 0 and 1. Now, one of the things that I've proposed as part of the course of action development is a new patrol response plan. And it's modeled after, ironically, with who I'm sitting in the room with, Fremont and Paso Robles. They operate in 3 modes. They operate in a service mode, a safety mode, and an emergency mode. In the service mode, that's when calls for service are low. Meaning that we're going to continue to respond to everything that the Reading Police Department always has. So if it's Tuesday night in December and you have a barking dog call and there's no calls holding, should we go to that? Yeah, we should. If it's Friday night in July when the bars are hopping and there's calls falling off the screen, are we going to respond to that barking dog call? Probably not. So what it does is it takes, if you have the calls for service you have surpass the number of officers you have on the street, the calls for service waiting for an officer to respond to, surpass the number of officers you have on the street, then the priority 3 and 4 calls, which are typically your civil type calls, fall off the screen and we just tell those people, I'm sorry, we can't respond right now, we're too busy. That leaves us with priority 0, 1, and 2 calls, which are your, you know, felonies that have been committed that are waiting for a report and your crimes in progress. If the priority zeros and one start to surpass the number of officers we have on the street, then the completed crimes are going to have to wait. And instead of just right now, what we do is we take the call, we put it on the screen, and people just wait. This patrol response plan would be, I'm sorry, we can't respond to you right now. So the people know up front. You know, you can file your report online or you can call back at a later time and see what the demand is on the department. Because usually, you know, later in the evening, you know, to a certain point, you know, past 3 o'clock in the morning, things start to slow down a little bit. And then as soon as everyone wakes up in the morning and realizes that, you know, their garden gnome was stolen or somebody broke into the garage, then all of a sudden the calls spike because everyone woke up and just figured out these crimes occurred. So that would allow us to tailor what we're going to respond to based on what the department and the staffing level is at the time so that we can reserve officers to deal with those calls like you're talking about.
In a perfect world, because we need to take a quick break, but in a perfect world that someone's getting beat on, it sounds like in Karen's friend in this case, sorry if that's – so in a perfect world, you'd be able to have someone out there almost immediately. More realistically, in a situation like that, does it really just depend on the time of day?
Depends on the time of day and the call load on the department at the time. The other big challenge in Reading is just the spans.
Yeah.
You know, we've got it divided into 7 beats. Our beats are 9.5 square miles. That's bigger than the city of Turlock, and they're putting 4 cops out per shift. Mm-hmm. We're putting 1 per beat.
Yeah.
So when you look at, you know, even if I had an officer available for that call at that time, if that call is at Bonnie View and the officer's at Oasis, that's still a long drive time in Reading because it's 60 square miles.
Yeah.
You know, or if they're at Old Oregon Trail and they got to go out to, you know, West Eureka, you know, those are long drives and you got to traverse, you know, rivers with only a couple of, you know, bridges across. So there's some complications in response time just due to the geography of Reading as well.
And we have to take a break, but thank you so much for your call, Karen. Certainly appreciate that.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Hopefully your friend's okay.
It is 8:31, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. They are Last Man Stronghold. It's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where I get my haircut, and I'll bet it's where Chief Paletti gets his haircut.
It's where Chief Paletti needs to go get his haircut.
Aha, see, there you go. Cypress Square Barbershop, proud supporters of Free Fire Radio. 8:31 and Free Fire Radio will continue here on KCNR 1460.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And it is 8:35 on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, rolling on. And this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can possibly imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
So welcome back, folks, to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda are away, getting ready to go on their cruise to the British Isles, and actually fabulous cruise. They're off to see the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and we're here with Chief Paletti. And we just had a caller talk about crime, and I know that just listening to the Sequoia, I actually listened to it on here because I'm a county. I live in the county, but it affects Reading. I mean, the county folks, everything that happens in the city affects us that live in the county. So one of my questions, and having been in law enforcement and being a 911 supervisor, I can just tell you from that perspective that I managed a lot of these calls, and we had strategies, and that was an evolving strategy. We kept changing, and as our dollars got less, we did more with less. So we had to actually ask the community to help us, and we have a great program in that city of outreach, and that's what you're doing here in this city. And you talk about organized community watch groups, and that to you, you'll obviously see the payoff here in the future. We've got Nextdoor.com where mm-hmm. these little neighborhood groups are starting to rely on their neighbors and that sort of thing. And that is going to be a big plus for you. And I think that it's important that from your comments, having listened to that meeting the other day or last week, I'd like for you to kind of repeat that to our listeners on the value of those types of things.
Well, you know, if you just look at the Reading Merchants Crime Watch and what we've done partnering with Ed Rollman and now Jason Schroeder and what he's doing with Stand Up Reading, when the Reading Police Department took its budget reductions, they did away with the crime prevention CSO. And our linkage to neighborhood watch groups has suffered since 2008, and we really need to reestablish that. We need to reestablish it because what a volunteer base that we can pull from just with neighborhood watch groups. So, you know, we can have a volunteer force more formalized at the police department that can go help with calls and things like that. But we can have a huge informal, you know, volunteer program through neighborhood watch groups where maybe we give them some green vests or something that makes them highly visible, and they take turns walking through their neighborhoods during the different times of night, just to be that visible presence that is out there, just organized within their neighborhoods themselves. The more people that are, you know, more citizens are walking around and watching their neighborhoods and notifying the police when there's a problem, you know, that's a bonus to us. It's a deterrent to criminals when it's obvious that neighborhoods, you know, are paying attention. That's not what they want. They want, you know, neighborhoods that are apathetic and dark. So let's light up our neighborhoods and let's not be apathetic and walk around our neighborhoods and be highly visible, looking out for each other.
Well, I had to laugh because, not really laugh, but when I'm in a group that I can see two or three other neighborhoods, and they posted a picture of the burglar online, mm-hmm. so that if people saw this guy walking through town, and that's the first thing I do. I go do the trails every morning. So I see and I look for this particular burglar, because I want to call the police and say, here he is. Here's the guy that ripped off the house in Country Heights. You know.
Well, and you know, one of the things that that town hall meeting was the sixth one I've done. And the first one I did, I had 350 people there. The last one I did, I had 30 people there. And this one, there were 775, and we probably, the fire marshal had to turn away probably another 250 or 300. So if nothing, Sam Allen taught me the importance of social media in today's environment. And we actually found out there is a Reading Police Facebook page. We did not create it. Facebook did. If you don't do it yourself, Facebook will do it for you. So we've taken control of that, and we actually have a couple volunteers that run media marketing companies in town that have volunteered to help us roll out a social media, develop and roll out a social media strategy, because that's a better way for us sometimes to get our message out more immediate, is that we can utilize Facebook. If people, you know, become friends of the Reading Police Facebook page, anything we post on there pops on their Facebook page and notifies them on their phones and everything else. So we can get out faces of burglars, and we can get out positive news stories. Not everything that's happened in the Reading Police Department over the last 2 years has been doom and gloom.
Right.
You know, we've had some very good successes, arresting the people that, name me a large crime that's taken place in the city of Reading that we haven't caught somebody in a couple of days.
Right.
So the investigations guys have been very successful.
I'd say the City of Reading Police Department, and I'm libertarian, so I'm never a big fan of any sort of government. But the fact of the matter is, we don't really – and I know people are up in arms about this, and this will probably get them upset. We really don't have crime here compared to a big city. I came from Chicago, where you drive down I-90, and God forbid you get off the Eisenhower to go one block over to try and beat traffic, and then you are in fear for your life. You have 20 people getting shot every weekend. I know this isn't Chicago. I know people come here to get away from that. But for the most part, we have a lot of crime where people are committing petty theft to feed their drug habits.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still quality of life issues.
But that's what I'm saying, Ruth, though.
When people are getting shot, that's a good thing.
They need to look big picture.
Yeah,
yes,
no,
we don't want to have any crime.
Sorry,
but at
Kurt.
The same time, you've got people – you've got crime and then you've got crime.
Yeah, I don't want people pushing the envelope here because this is where we live. And we have
a great
culture.
Job.
We have a great police department. We have a great city, great county.
That's what I'm saying.
And people are actually, the measure of the quality of life issues have grown so much substantially in the last couple of years that people are tired of it and putting their foot down. So bottom line is that this isn't Chicago. So
I know, but you're sitting there saying they're doing a great job, but you want more. The fact of the matter is, in my opinion, yeah, we have crime, but it's not the kind of crime you see in a big city where you're in fear for your life.
I do the trails every day, and I see the dotted numbers of transients along the line. Actually, the day after that meeting, I saw a couple of bike patrol go out, and I was so thrilled. I was like, thumbs up, and so thrilled to just see them out on the bicycle. And you talked about getting some feedback on that. I've seen them out there, and they had the transients were then walking across Highway 44, and I thought, oh, that's great, because they're going around to Hilltop, and they're going to get them on the way back in. So I was thrilled, and I just
wanted
to tell
you. A lot of positive feedback on that. You know, on the downside to that, those guys aren't doing traffic enforcement
right now, either.
Thank goodness, Kurt,
for you, because you seem to be the recipient of that.
I was thinking, if there's only 7 cops out there, how come every time I'm going 75, I'm like, oh, are you kidding me?
Because the speed limit there is 25.
But all in all, I really think you need to keep it in perspective. And yes, it is a problem. And yes, all of the parolees and those different things become a problem. But relatively speaking, I think, and people would reflect back to a percentage basis, which I hate percentages because they can be skewed so badly on things like studies and surveys. But we just don't really have violent – and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe enlighten me. I don't think we have the violent crime.
We don't have the random violent crime that you see in a place like Chicago or Stockton, where I came from, where the gangs are shooting each other
right.
in the street.
We have no gangs for the most part, right?
We do, and we watch them very closely. They are here. The problem is that – you have burglars now that have a wanton disregard for your personal safety and your personal property. And they will break into your home and steal your stuff. And it's happening at a more regular basis while people are home, which that creates confrontations that then can create that randomized violent crime. Despite that, it's your home.
That's right.
And you should be able to feel secure in your own home. I talk to people on a regular basis, and we've been pushing this crime prevention message for a couple of years now. But what do I tell somebody that's done everything that I've told them to do, and they're still the victim of a crime? The fact of the matter, crime prevention are strategies to make it harder to commit a crime against you, but you still don't deserve to be the victim of a crime. And I want to be able to deal with that in a much better way and free up these officers' times. But the fact of the matter is, you know, and we saw that in Tom described what the condition of the jail is now and how full it is and what prison realignment is doing to our ability to affect punishment on these people that, that wantonly, you know, commit crimes.
And so, that could theoretically get a lot worse if these court things.
Absolutely. And the problem is that if you're the victim of a crime, it damages your quality of life. If you don't feel safe going to Safeway because there's a bunch of transients out front, yeah, now we've damaged your basic, in my opinion, your basic liberty because right, you don't feel free to move safely throughout your community. So, all the, you know, I agree. We don't have the randomized crime, but we have crime, and we have a huge transient problem and a huge drug problem that's starting to impact people's quality of life. And that's what we need to find ways to enhance as a police department.
Yeah, I was unaware of my son's Jeep got stolen last winter. And I was talking – the Reading police found it in a day. And the fact of the matter is I was talking with the officer. The number of auto thefts was – at that point, it was in January, and the number of auto thefts was already like 25 for the year, and it was the 22nd day.
Mm-hmm.
And he also told me there's a huge heroin problem.
Heroin is huge.
Which is – who would think of that little old Reading? We need to take a break. When we get back, we'll keep talking with Chief Paletti. We'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio and Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices, very timely place. That's where I go to shop. Bastiani Arms. 222-8222. More Free Fire Radio on the way here on KCNR 1460.
Change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, seal it, call it, hear it, view it, go it.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And it is 8:49 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. If you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than Redding Crown Motors. They are your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any farther than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but an outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. And now back once again to Ruth and
Ruth and Chris.
Chris. Today, I haven't written on a sticky note.
I need to go Chris. Chris might be a special side of me I didn't know about.
It might be.
When anyway. I hear Ruth Chris, I think steak.
Oh, there you go.
I think that's what happened. That is it.
Subliminally in steakland.
Yeah. The nearest one's like what? Sacramento and San Francisco, both delicious choices.
So we're back with Chief Paletti, and I just have to say, quality of life matters in this city, and I think that, as you saw at the Sequoia Middle School, it matters to a lot of people, and we don't want to see our quality of life changed, and it has changed, and it's changed because the state has imposed a lot of things down to the counties, and then again, it reflects back on you. But we have a caller, so we'll take the caller, and Terry, good morning.
Hey, you guys. How you all doing?
Very good.
Good, thanks.
You have a question for the chief?
I do. A couple quick things. One is that, you know, Chief, when you came into town, Mark Kent and myself sat down with you, and we talked about reserve police officers then. It's been a while. We're still just talking about it. And I understand on the background checks, those are difficult with these folks, but having been to the White House twice and having been to the FBI once, I know what a background check is like to go through on those types of things. The other thing I want to bring up is that I know the community officer situation is something to where there was money there, didn't get spent on the community officers, got spent somewhere else. That was apparently staff and council's prerogative. But, you know, when we have a situation like we did the other night with Brent Weaver coming in and talking about Stand Up Reading, he said there was no gang unit, number one. The other thing is that, to me, I think these town halls are good. But, you know, I do have a question about the remark you made at the end when you made the comment, gosh, you know, this is great having all you folks here. Maybe next time we'll fill a football stadium or something. I mean, how does that make any sense? Isn't that kind of like telling people, well, gosh, we've got an office full of people with cancer. Maybe next time we can fill the hospital. Wouldn't the idea of having a perfect town hall be one that there's very few people because things are being taken care of?
I think that community involvement,
Yeah, I understand.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Terry.
Well, I know
I'm not talking about cancer, and I'm not talking about filling a jail. I'm talking about having the community involved in what's going on, not just in the police department, but that's where you get people together to discuss what's going on, inform them of what's going on with their city government. You know, I try to stand in front of this community every 3 months and give them honest truth about what I think is going on, and so that they know where their police chief is from and that they can come and address me personally. So find me somebody else that's standing in front of this community every 3 months. And if I can get 1,000 people there, or I can get all 90,000 people there to find out what's going on and engage with the community, then that's what I'm looking to do. It's Chief, not a matter of wanting more there because things are worse. If everything was perfect and crime was zero, mm-hmm. and I still had 90,000 people there, you know me, Terry, I'm a social guy. I love that. But the community engagement was what I was talking about.
When you asked who had a crime committed against them, that's the thing. Everybody in that room raised their hand. You can watch the video. I guess the point is that people are frustrated with that. And isn't there, in fact, something on the table right now as far as a place to house some of these people that you have on your desk and that the mayor has on his desk and that the sheriff has on his desk in where to put these folks? Isn't there a new plan sort of in the works?
It's not on my desk.
It's not on your desk, but you know what I'm talking about.
I've heard about it. I've not seen it. And
you
it's
didn't
not,
talk to somebody about it.
It's not on my desk.
Well, Terry, appreciate your call, and we'll get a chance to talk to the chief a little bit about that. But one
Great.
Of the things that I wanted to say to the chief was that having knowing that this meeting was taking place, I wanted to go because I wanted to be a part of the solution. I wanted to participate in here. I mean, I think we, a lot of the people that went there, and I know a lot of the people that did get in and did listen to it, but they wanted, because we are one community, and we wanted to go to the meeting to listen and hear what the solutions were and be a part of some of the solutions. And I am so thrilled that you're willing to try new strategies and get feedback on it and see if they work or don't work. But I love the fact that you did a town hall. I'd love for you to do a meeting at the convention center, get more people involved, because people do want to help. And you got to see the size of the people that wanted to get involved, not just complain.
Well, I enjoy them. That community interaction is important for the chief, and you know, that's why I wear a uniform every day. I want everyone to know who their chief is and be able to, you know, engage me, whether that's I'm having a sandwich at the sandwichery or, you know, whether it's at a town hall meeting. You know, I want people to be able to feel free to come up and ask me questions and engage me and talk to me so that I can keep a pulse on what's going on. And you know, I think that the town hall meeting was great because I think people got informed. It allows me and the sheriff and the DA and everyone that was on that panel. It also allowed them to see what the entire criminal justice system is. And I'll tell you, I'm the intake guy to that system. I don't run the jail. I don't run probation. I don't run the courts. We arrest people and investigate crimes, and then the criminal justice system takes them from there. And I've told people on this show and when I talk to Carl, the system's broken right now. The system's overloaded, and because of a three-judge panel and some state restrictions, we're struggling right now in the criminal justice system, and I think people got a very good picture of what that looks like at that town hall meeting.
And we're running out of time, and you know, I think your answer was spot on. You don't want people there belly aching, but you want people there to be engaged and involved. And I think clearly in Reading, you've got a community that does get very engaged and involved in things that matter. This is obviously something. But on a broader scale, and we're down to our last, you know, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, realistically, and I know I tend to be cynical, but how does this get better? The stream of parolees isn't going to stop. The transients aren't going to stop unless we put them on buses, and apparently that's not allowed. Which I still think, you know, I know other cities have done it. Put them on a bus, give them $500, say don't come back, welcome to San Diego. So how does it get better? I mean, and what's going to change? And can it get better? I mean, that's the reality of it.
I think it can. The sheriff has secured funding from the state of California for another 64-bed facility. I think the sheriff was smart in designing that facility so that it's modular and it can be easily added to expand it if we need it. Where we're struggling right now and what I see where the system itself is struggling right now is with pre-sentenced inmates as opposed to sentenced inmates. We're starting to have some success with the sentenced inmate side, both with the day reporting center, new programs that probation is putting in. The sheriff is having an immense amount of success with, you know, GPS bracelets and the work release program and giving some punishment for what they're doing. The problem is getting them sentenced so that they get to sheriff and probation, and that's where the backlog in the system is. That's why we started Shasta's Most Wanted, that just made its 200th arrest as part of that program, because we had over 600 people in the county that had been convicted of a crime and failed to appear at their sentencing. So that backlog of people that don't feel the need to go to court anymore is wasting the court's time, it's wasting the DA's time, it's wasting the public defender's time, and it's wasting a lot of our overtime because we have to pay the officers to be there and then the suspects don't show up. So if we could find a fix to be able to house people on the short term, to get them through the court system, to get them to the rehabilitative programs that we've put in place, I think we can start to have a bigger bang for the buck. But, you know, that takes money, and that takes land, and that takes development time. And so that's the frustrating part, is that most of the solutions take money, and that's what we're short on right now.
And you've got the Measure B with the Turtle Bay Sheraton Hotel. Don't be so short-minded and closed-minded to not believe that that is going to be good for the city. The Sheraton Hotel is going to bring in a lot of dollars to the city, not in the short term, but in the long term. I've looked at the mapping of the taxes from the occupancy tax that's coming in. And don't be so close-minded to see that that's not a solution for this community.
It's part of the solution. You know, one other thought, and we didn't even get into the tax and everything else.
And it really
wanted I'm a pay-per-use guy, so I like toll roads and you know, sales tax is a good thing. Only the people that are buying stuff
are
having
to pay. Are you saying to start throwing quarters into the bucket as you cross the Sundial Bridge?
No, I hate that. But, you know, one idea that worked back in Chicago that I'd like to see Reading take into is when you moved into the city of Reading, you paid a move-in tax. and you didn't know about it till you showed up at the closing table, and they're like, "Oh yeah, by the way, you pay 1% because you've moved into Wheaton. If you live in Reading and you stay within Reading, you don't have to pay that tax." So it only affects people that are moving to the city of Reading. If we did something like that, I don't know if there's laws that and then assign that money specifically to law enforcement. 1% of the sale price of every single home that only people moving to the area would have to pay. Local people would not be affected unless they move from the county to the city. But it's a wonderful way to make money, and the people don't bellyache about it because for the most part they're not affected. It's just people moving up here. Food for thought when they're out there looking for sources of revenue.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Absolutely. I always love interviewing you. I love getting in and talking to you about this stuff.
No, we appreciate it. It's been, and I wish we had more time because there's so much more we could talk about. Well, thanks for coming in.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll look forward to seeing you out at the wrestling tournaments. And I think, and I know Ruth does too.
More pictures.
You're doing a great job. One thing we brought up on a break was the damage these officers take. And so thanks for your service. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Remember President Obama's pledge, no American boots on the ground in Iraq? Another 130 U.S. troops have now arrived in northern Iraq to help with the refugee crisis. Former State Department intelligence analyst Wayne White says clearly America's troop presence in Iraq is growing.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And if the administration is concerned about losing some of them, the more it puts in, the more likely, almost a certainty, that some of them are going to be lost.
But Defense Secretary Hagel insists this is not a combat operation. Just hours before the latest 72-hour Gaza ceasefire runs out, the Palestinians now considering the latest peace plan floated by the Egyptians. Imagine getting an entire summer's worth of rain in just one night. It happened on Long Island. Fire crews and boats had to rescue stranded motorists in Islip, New York. And Islip isn't the only place where it has rained an awful lot. From Detroit to Baltimore, up into New York and New England, boatloads of rain.
It's not a real, broad area of intense heavy rains, but in these localized areas, we're seeing very heavy rains that are going to produce runoff and flash flood condition.
National Weather Service meteorologist Michael Musher. Also at SRNNews.com, one of Sierra Leone's leading doctors, among the latest victims of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Number of people killed in eastern Ukraine appears to have doubled in the past couple of weeks. That's according to the UN's Human Rights Office. Commerce Department reporting that retail sales were essentially flat last month. They were unchanged. On Wall Street at midday, the Dow is up about 93 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 40 and the S&P better by 13. This is SRN News.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki isn't going away quietly. He says the president's order that another politician form a new government violates the Iraqi constitution.
Mr. Maliki may be increasingly isolated, but for now at least he's publicly rejecting what seems insurmountable pressure both inside and outside Iraq for him to step aside. He said he wouldn't be giving up power until a federal court had given its ruling on an objection he's filed against the nomination of his successor. With the US and Iran in rare agreement, agreement over removing the man who was once their favoured candidate. Mr Maliki's words may ring hollow, but in his 8 years in power, he's proved a stubborn opponent to his growing list of enemies.
That's BBC's Sebastian Usher. France plans to send arms to Kurdish forces in Iraq. It's a response to the Kurds' urgent need of support against Islamic State terrorists. The French presidency says the arms shipment will be delivered in the coming hours. This is SRN News. Amazon is entering the mobile payments market in a big way.
The online retail giants just unveiled Amazon Local Register, its own device that turns any mobile phone or tablet into a credit or debit card reader. Here's the big difference. Amazon will sell its Local Register for $10 for anyone signing up before the end of October. It'll charge only 1.75% per transaction, far below existing readers from PayPal and Intuit. And Amazon hopes that's enough to make Local Register the credit card reader of choice for small businesses.
SRN's Wally Hines. At least five French climbers are dead after a fall on Mount Blanc in France. The accident followed a night of snow and wind on the tallest mountain in Western Europe. Recovery crews now trying to reach a sixth climber whose condition is not known. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
And at 9:05, we are going to check in once again with our Wells Fargo advisor, as Susan Eastman brings us this Market Minute. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. And the commodities are in the red right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points at 16,649. The S&P 500 is positive 13 points at 1947. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 37 points at 4,427. Active stocks this morning, Pfizer up 22 cents at 28.30. General Electric up 19 cents, trading at 25.80. Kinder Morgan Incorporated off a penny at 38.72. For local stocks of interest, Walmart down 20 cents at $74.02, Target down 9 cents, trading at $58.37, Bank of Commerce up a penny at $6.28. Turning to commodities, gold is up fractionally at $13.10, silver off 15 cents at $19, and crude oil down 37 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And this is an encore presentation of a previously broadcast Agenda 21. Once again, this is an encore presentation.
We're talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City.
but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are here, they're out and about, and they are so proud of themselves. But you know what? The veneer on a number of the totalitarians is wearing quite thin. In fact, the veneer on President Barack Hussein Obama as a totalitarian is really coming off at a very rapid rate, as we have seen over the last 24 hours. Yes, the President of the United States has been forced, I mean forced, to take action on the genocide that is going on against Christians all around the world. And he did so by being the sixth president to take some sort of action in Iraq. Now that's something else, isn't it? President Barack Hussein Obama actually fighting against those that want to commit genocide against Christians and all the other religious minorities that are found in the Middle East. This is absolutely a barn burner event day. He did so with this announcement last night.
Good evening. Today I authorized two operations in Iraq. Targeted airstrikes to protect our American personnel, and a humanitarian effort to help save thousands of Iraqi civilians who are trapped on a mountain without food and water and facing almost certain death. Let me explain the actions we're taking and why. First, I said in June, as the terrorist group ISIL began an advance across Iraq, that the United States would be prepared to take targeted military action in Iraq if and when we determined that the situation required it. In recent days, these terrorists have continued to move across Iraq and have neared the city of Erbil, where American diplomats and civilians serve at our consulate and American military personnel advise Iraqi forces. To stop the advance on Erbil, I've directed our military to take targeted strikes against ISIL terrorist convoys should they move toward the city. We intend to stay vigilant and take action if these terrorist forces threaten our personnel or facilities anywhere in Iraq, including our consulate in Erbil and our embassy in Baghdad. We're also providing urgent assistance to Iraqi government and Kurdish forces so they can more effectively wage the fight against ISIL. Second, at the request of the Iraqi government, we've begun operations to help save Iraqi civilians stranded on the mountain. As ISIL has marched across Iraq, it has waged a ruthless campaign against innocent Iraqis. And these terrorists have been especially barbaric towards religious minorities, including Christian and Yazidis, a small and ancient religious sect. Countless Iraqis have been displaced, and chilling reports describe ISIL militants rounding up families, conducting mass executions, and enslaving Yazidi women. In recent days, Yazidi women, men, and children from the area of Sinjar have fled for their lives. And thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, are now hiding high up on the mountain with little but the clothes on their backs. They're without food. They're without water. People are starving, and children are dying of thirst. Meanwhile, ISIL forces below have called for the systematic destruction of the entire Yazidi people, which would constitute genocide. So these innocent families are faced with a horrible choice: descend the mountain and be slaughtered, or stay and slowly die of thirst and hunger. Now, I've said before, the United States cannot and should not intervene every time there's a crisis in the world. So let me be clear about why we must act and act now. When we face a situation like we do on that mountain, with innocent people facing the prospect of violence on a horrific scale, when we have a mandate to help, in this case a request from the Iraqi government, And when we have the unique capabilities to help avert a massacre, then I believe the United States of America cannot turn a blind eye.
Well, and you know, it's let me take a look at my watch right now. I think we're almost 6+ years into his presidency, and he's finally figured out that the United States cannot turn a blind eye. I guess, you know, welcome to the club. As tens of thousands of Christians and other religious minorities have been slaughtered throughout the Muslim world. And the president just now wakes up. Because it's a campaign year, it's the 2014 elections coming up, and he's being forced to do something. Better late than never. And I'm really appreciating the support that is being given right now to those poor, desperate people in Iraq high atop a mountain. It's almost biblical, isn't it? Well, I want to add a little bit of a Bible thumping in that this president, in my opinion, is acting because the pulpit is working in America. Christian pastors, priests, ministers all around this nation have been starting to thump the Bible on the pulpit, and it's starting to resonate in Washington. You know, finally, something is happening to protect Christians around the world. This president, who we know does not care for Christians, he claims to be one but is not, he turns his back on Christianity at every turn, is starting to feel the heat from the pastors in the pulpit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good thing. But I want to reassure all religious leaders out there that the last time I checked, we have a fully functional First Amendment. And you should not be timid, and you should not be shy about making your feelings felt about what this president has been doing over the last 6 years. Keep up the good work.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Coming Saturday, August 30th, to Wind River Casino in Redding, California, is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Looking for a firearm or firearm accessories? Looking for holsters, cleaning supplies, ammo, and range bags? Well, come on in to Shooter's Paradise. We'll help you find what you're looking for. We offer classes for firearm instruction, cleaning classes, and concealed weapons classes. We also do special classes like multi-state CCW class and the upcoming women's pistol shooting and women's self-defense class. We carry a variety of firearm manufacturers, including Kimber, Glock, Springfield, Rock Island, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and many more. Don't forget about the indoor shooting range and the full wall of firearm rentals. Something new at Shooter's Paradise is Laser Shot, a virtual shooting room filled with skill building, drills, and hundreds of types of scenarios. Come check out the retail store at 1407A Calusa Avenue or visit our website at shootersparadise.us.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-559-3307. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-559-3307. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-559-3307.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, you know, the president's doing something. Better late than never, 6 years late. And, you know, in halting terms, talking about Christians and so on being slaughtered. He has known this for a long time. In fact, let's set the record straight. You know, it's time like this that we need to set the record straight about what is really going on. Because you're not going to get it from the mainstream media. You're not going to get it from Fox News. Okay, we just need to set some records straight about who ISIS and ISIL are, where they came from. Because, you know, hey, nothing to see here. We've all moved on over the last 6 years. This administration is really good about deflecting, as you know. But, you know, they're not Teflon-coated because they have no substance. They have no substance as an administration. They have no ability. They have no skills. It makes it kind of perfect if you want to bring down a nation to have people that are totally unskilled in charge of the nation. I mean, really, because it leads to all these different other things like, you know, incompetence and corruption and so on, like we're seeing, you know, in all levels of this administration. I mean, let's start knocking them out. You got the military, I mean, disarming people on, you know, keeping people completely disarmed on their own military bases in country. That's just one. I mean, there's so many other things going on in the military. The expungement, if you will, of all of our high military leaders because, hey, they want to protect and defend. They've sworn an oath to the Constitution, not to the president. So the president doesn't like that. They want, you know, he wants them swearing an oath to him. Well, that doesn't work that way in this country. And thank goodness we have a lot of people who stepped up and resigned because of those requests. Just a couple. But then we also have the VA. There's no scandal there. No. And what about the IRS? No scandal there. EPA, there's one coming at you. Then there's Benghazi. Fast and furious. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on. The veneer of Teflon is very, very thin on this president right now. He's being forced to do something, and that's why I say to all of you out there, all clergy, you've done a job here. Keep it up. Where have you been? Because you have been intimidated. You have been afraid because you're afraid that the IRS is going to come after you and take away your 501c3 nonprofit status. Why do you fear them? you know, you have been given something. You are in a special place. You have been given an inalienable right that's given to all of us by God. And you're in a particular position to use that right that's been given to us by God. And that's freedom of religion. It's called our First Amendment. If you are going to feel like you are harassed and intimidated by this administration and the IRS and some atheist groups out there that have now reached an agreement with the IRS that they're going to come after you at every turn, guess what? The people will recognize that, and the people will stay away from your churches in droves because they know you're not telling the truth. That's the way it is. You know, I visited a number of churches in 1992 when I went to Eastern Germany. And every church was empty. Going to Sunday, every church is empty. And I had a chance to interview some people, and I asked a question, why are the churches all empty in Eastern Germany? And the answer was real easy. They said, well, on Sunday, during the time in which there was communism, there would be, the preacher up there at the pulpit. And these big, huge, beautiful cathedrals would sit empty during every service. There'd be a couple services a day, except for the two or three members of the Stasi sitting right up front, right next to the preacher as he was delivering his sermon. The secret police, the Gestapo, the evolved Gestapo, that's who that was. The tax people and this atheist group is that Gestapo right now in this country. If you can't see the analogy there, God help you. This is the United States of America. We don't tolerate that here in this country. Tens of thousands of our own men and women have died for your right now to do this, to say these words, to say words that are critical of a president who is killing Christians, who is allowing ISIS and ISIL to kill your fellow Christians. So let's set the record straight. Where does ISIS and ISIL come from? Oh, hello, they come from President Barack Hussein Obama. Using the same weapon, now they're using more sophisticated weapons, but initially, where did they come from? Where did those weapons come from? They came from gutter, and they came sailing with the U.S. approval, with the U.S. financing, under the auspices of Black Ops by John Brennan, who is now the CIA director. But before that, before the fall of Gaddafi, he was running Black Ops with the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, shipping weapons out of gutter into Libya. Where did those weapons end up? After we had a small little incident called Benghazi, and four dead Americans, they ended up in Turkey to be shipped to Syria to fall in the hands of Al-Qaeda, who was fighting against Assad. That same Al-Qaeda group became ISIL and ISIL. We have done that. America has done that. Let's set the record straight. So what is Obama forced to do? Did he want to do this? Oh, no. Do you think he wants to bomb his own people? And what happened today? Well, a couple of 500-pound bombs dropped. Still don't know the extent of the humanitarian help that's going on with these Christians. It seems to me that the help so far has been very, very impotent. But here's my point. He's listening to the drumbeat from the pulpit because you, the ministers, priests, everybody out there, the clergy, is starting to pound Sunday after Sunday to their constituents about what's going on, and thank you. You should not fear anybody in this country. This is your First Amendment right. This is your God-given right to do that, and you are in a special position where you can transmit these messages to your constituents. It's real simple. You should not be fearing anybody if you're telling the truth. Don't let these people intimidate you in the pulpit. We need your help now more than ever. I know this sounds a little preachy, but we got problems. And it's because of who we have in the White House and all the people around them. And we're not wanting to defend ourselves in our own homeland. And one of the first places we defend ourselves is we defend ourselves in the churches. We defend ourselves in the homes. We don't need this type of mentality coming into our country because we are that beacon. Our First Amendment, all of our amendments, our Constitution stand strong. And you strengthen them by exercising your right every Sunday to get up and tell the truth. That's what religion is, one of the things religion is for. I don't know why I have to say this. But if we back away now and we allow these Islamists that are working in the Muslim Brotherhood right alongside the President of the United States, this is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. This president is implicated with the Muslim Brotherhood, period, end of subject. You're hearing it on the radio, and maybe it's the first time for you, but get used to it. It's becoming, in most circles, an undeniable truth of his implication with the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and ISIL. Poor boy, he has to bomb his own people. Stay with us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that our Ladies Only class is coming up on the 27th and 28th of September. This specially developed class includes free gun rental and ammunition for any Shasta County resident. Call NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Developments in Iraq following the president's statement late last night. We're now getting word about a little more information on these airstrikes conducted a short time ago. It was 6:45 a.m. Eastern time, our time here in New York. The U.S. military conducted a targeted airstrike against the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, ISIL terrorists. Two F-18 aircraft dropping 500-pound laser-guided bombs on a piece of artillery near the town of Erbil, upper right-hand corner of this map. Apparently, the Islamic terrorists using this artillery to shell Kurdish forces, known as the Peshmerga, defending Erbil when U.S. personnel located this and took care of it. That's one item. Here's another. Iraqi military now, Iraqi army troops delivering some of this humanitarian aid to thousands of members of this religious minority known as the Yazidis, an ancient group which has a lot of ties to Iran based on history going back thousands of years, trapped in the Sinjar Mountains. The UN says anywhere between 35 and 50,000 now hiding out on top of this mountain without food or water and surrounded by the Islamic State fighters down below. We're watching all this to see how it unfolds and whether or not the United States can add more help and more aid to that area.
So there you have it. Two bombs. Two bombs dropped. And, you know, it's kind of, this reminds me of the cruise missile strike that Clinton put together trying to so-called get bin Laden in the late 90s, and he hit a milk factory someplace in Afghanistan, I guess. Something like that. I might have the location wrong, but that's a long time ago. Same thing. I mean, just two laser-guided missiles. They took out some sort of portable artillery piece. What can I say? I have yet to hear what's going on in terms of humanitarian relief. I do know that the Iraqis themselves are flying in material to these refugees. And you may remember that it was back in 1991 we had a huge refugee problem that also built up around the same area. With the Kurds that were, of course, who were we fighting then or what was going on then? It was Hussein, Saddam Hussein, who was fighting against the Kurds in that area and pushed them all up in the mountains. And the UN came in, and I mean, very proactively, the UN came in. Where's the UN here? Remember that? I mean, the UN came in with massive. You can still see the pictures. I mean, there's a lot of video out there where planes were dropping in by parachute all these supplies to all these about 700,000 people that were displaced at the time by, well, I mean, where's the UN today? Not a peep. Does that just speak volumes to you? You know, there's some sort of paralysis going on in the world, I guess, when you have these Islamist fundamentalists, these terrorists that are trying to kill Christians all over the place, and everybody's apoplectic and doesn't want to say or do something about it. Well, I'm telling you, it's been working at the pulpit, and we have to keep that up. We do not need to fear anybody here. You know, all these people are coming to our shore, Hamas and CARE and Hezbollah and all these people. You know, they're going to come and do damage to our country. There's no question about it. That's what they've said that they're going to do. You have to take them for their word. They've been doing it in other countries now. Now they're systematically, by the way, systematically beheading children, Christian children, in and around this area of northern Iraq. Children. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I know that everybody's having a great old time and it's going to be the weekend and everything, but you know, you have to have some reality set in. People need to talk about this. This is not acceptable by any stretch of the imagination. So the president listens. He listens because there's an election coming up. He wants to be seen as somebody taking action. 2 500-pound bombs, thank you very much. Is that enough? Absolutely not. You know, where did the bombs go is the other thing. Why is he taking such inaction when he's taking action? Well, because it's his own people. He has outfitted ISIS and ISIL. It's pretty obvious. He's not going to harm them. He's supporting them. You got to get on the right side of this picture, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody over there understands what's happening here. We in America, it's being covered up big time. You have a lot of forces that are covering up what I'm talking about here. We need not cover it up. And that's what this news stream media is all about. The news stream media is not covering this one up for the president. If it was truly heartfelt, we'd have massive amounts of material and support going in to help these people out. What we're having right now is nothing. Really nothing. 2 500-pound bombs. It's symbolic. That's all it is. What about the people that are going to be starving? And they are starving right now, and they're dying of thirst. Children are dying of thirst. So this is what the plan is for this president. It's just more of the same. More of the same. Now, all I can say, and I'm going to leave it at this, is as you go to church on Sunday, no one have any fear about speaking the truth and asking questions to try and find out that truth. There's nothing wrong with that. And we should never show any kind of fear or intimidation from a government that is overbearing and wanting to destroy our Christian belief systems in this country, wanting to destroy our Judeo-Christian belief systems in this country because of their Islamic beliefs, because of their Islamic tendency. That's just not the way it works in this country. We do have freedom of speech. That First Amendment inalienable right, it is still with us, and we're going to keep it with us. All right, a couple of things. Dane Wigington is going to be with us here in the second hour. Now, for those of you that have been on the sidelines for this issue of geoengineering, and the sometimes so-called, I know Dane doesn't like this terminology, the so-called chemtrail business out there. Well, guess what? A major publication on the East Coast has done an absolutely stellar job of laying out what's going on with geoengineering. You can go to our website, agenda21radio.com. It's the top article on the left-hand side column about geoengineering in this so-called magazine that has done an absolutely brilliant article about geoengineering. And I'll tell you what, people on the left are going ballistic. They are absolutely going ballistic. The people that are saying it's not true, it's phony. All the top people out there that have been involved and have their hands dirty are denouncing the article. I wonder why. It's pretty hard to deny the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And at 10 o'clock at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Dane about that. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
No college degree and mid-career?
Make the choice that can make a difference this year. With an ITT Technical Institute near you. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study in fields including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, criminal justice, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. And now, ITT Tech is helping reduce the cost of education with a new ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. The scholarship can help lower your education costs dramatically. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship, education could be in your future. To find out more about the Opportunity Scholarship at ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-658-8230. That's 800-658-8230. With the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship, now it's your turn. 800-658-8230. How are we doing? For more information about graduation rates, the median debt of students who completed the program, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Coming Saturday, August 30th, to Wind River Casino in Redding, California, is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I understand we have a caller on line one, and it's Mark Baird. Mark, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about what you were talking about and the role of Christians in this country and what's happening in the Middle East. And I've been there. I spent 25 years there flying airplanes for the United States government and have a pretty good understanding of the situation. And one of the problems we have as Christians, we have allowed the gardeners to take over the mansion, and even though we're the occupants of that house, we're letting the gardener tell us what to do. Whenever the government doesn't fear the people, you have tyranny, and whenever the government does fear the people, you have democracy. And as Christians, there is no constitutional principle called separation of church and state. It's not found anywhere in the Constitution. It started with a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to a Baptist society regarding the freedom to establish any religion you want. And so that principle itself has ministers and pastors, I think, so worried about their 501 status that they don't tell the truth to the people, and the people don't act on their Christian principles. This country was founded on Christian principles, and when you ignore the root, what kind of fruit are you going to get?
Well, you're going to get the, as you said, the gardener syndrome, and that's exactly what we have right now. And
I had a chance, you know, I've had a chance a couple of times to talk to some clergy people, and they say that. And I said to one of them, I said, if you're so concerned about it, drop your 501c3 and become a regular corporation. You can say whatever you want. Right. It's something that I think is trying to be used really Nazi-esque style, as you'd find in with the Gestapo, or it's just reminds me of the same thing. When I was in East Germany, I saw those churches emptied, and it was the historical context of what, you know, they didn't want to be outed by the Stasi, people didn't want to be outed by the Stasi for going to church and be seen as a Christian, and so their Christianity was suppressed. It's the same thing. The IRS is trying to make that same kind of bid right now against Christianity in particular here in this country. It should not stand. It's not right. And that's why I say everybody should be comfortable with their own religious belief. But if you're a Christian in particular, because you are being targeted, it's now time to step up within our own country. You know, that's where you get the gardener business going on.
Yeah, exactly that. It was Boone Pickens that coined this phrase. He said, if you have the best house on the block, just a beautiful mansion, and the gardener is doing a lousy job, what do? Burn the house down or fire the gardener? And what we need to do is fire the gardener, and we need to get a gardener that represents the people. We need to have government that represents the people and not the other way around, because, quite frankly, there are 40,000 Christians on the side of that mountain, and they are dying. And we are doing nothing about it. And as Christians, that if that isn't a sin, it should be.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm saying this, and that's why I brought this up about, you know, Obama drops 2 500-pound bombs, and that's the response. Now, yeah. Where's the help? Where's the aid? You know, we're a Christian country. Last time I checked, ladies and gentlemen, we started out as a Christian country. We are currently a Christian country. Let's let our Christianity show through here. And where that happens is on Sundays. The largest gathering of people in America is on Sundays at church. Did you guys know that? I mean, that's really where it happens. But, you know, our pastors, our priests, our ministers are not saying anything. It's now time to have the courage to say something from the pulpit. And I think, actually, from what I've been hearing, the president is reacting because people are now starting to say something because it's an election year. Well, you know, they need to say a lot more, don't you think, Mark?
Well, I think that's the only reason you got a response is because it's an election year, and then 2 500-pounders is certainly nothing. There was apparently a C-17 and another airplane that did drop some supplies. I doubt 2 airplanes could drop enough for 40,000 people that would last more than, you know, half an hour or half a day. But, you know, quite frankly, we have to ask ourselves a question in this country. Are we our brother's keeper or not? And I think certainly in the past, when Jews were being exterminated in Germany, we answered the call. When the Chinese were being slaughtered in Nanchang and in a couple of places in China in World War II, we answered the call. When the Bosnians were being exterminated, we answered the call. What's going on here? What's the difference?
Well, what is the difference is intimidation from the IRS, and this is the lowest learner business. You know, this is the Tea Party business where the IRS is extending itself out, very Nazi-esque. This is what they did in Nazi Germany, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to let this stand in this country. We are not going to let it stand.
Remember, Paul, what Joe Stalin said. He said, in the end, they will crawl to you on their hands and knees, and they will beg you to feed them. They will beg you to make them slaves as long as you feed them. And that's what's going on in this country now. And you know, we have to ask ourselves, are we dogs chained to our master's table and satisfied for the scraps that he flicks off the table? Or are we, in fact, the masters of that table?
Well, I think the clear answer on this radio show is we're the masters at the table.
Totally agree. All we need to do is stand up and make it so. And enough of us stand up and make it so, it will be so. And I completely agree with you.
I think if we have a kind of organize something about, you know, having a Sunday, a given Sunday coming up here in the next couple of months, where pastors stand up and step up, and as many people as possible go to church to show their support, because it's going to be in the pulpit where there's going to be a major shift and turnaround in this country, and this president's got to feel that heat. And so do the rest of the Muslims in the White House. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21. Thanks very much for the call, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Looking for a firearm or firearm accessories? Looking for holsters, cleaning supplies, ammo, and range bags? Well, come on in to Shooter's Paradise. We'll help you find what you're looking for. We offer classes for firearm instruction, cleaning classes, and concealed weapons classes. We also do special classes like multi-state CCW class and the upcoming women's pistol shooting and women's self-defense class. We carry a variety of firearm manufacturers, including Kimber, Glock, Springfield, Rock Island, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and many more. Don't forget about the indoor shooting range and the full wall of firearm rentals. Something new at Shooter's Paradise is Laser Shot, a virtual shooting room filled with skill-building drills and hundreds of types of scenarios. Come check out the retail store at 1407A Calusa Avenue or visit our website at shootersparadise.us. Coming Saturday, August 30th to Wind River Casino in Redding, California is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Many thanks to Mark Bierg for calling in and commenting on that. And I think really we should probably organize it. You know, I'll be more than happy on the radio show here to organize a national day, National Sunday, in which truth is told. In which truth is told. Let's break those barriers. Let's take off the shackles. We should have no shackles around our pulpits in this country. But, you know, we have this inalienable rights called the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion. It's not freedom from religion. Hello. You know, they've shackled us all. Not me, but those that preach the gospel, they've shackled you. It's time to tell the truth about what's going on, and especially what's going on with Islam. Because let me read this article that just popped up, just came to my attention, just emailed to me by a, guess what, one of our citizen journalists. Thank you very much. ISIS, quote, "We will raise the flag of Allah in the White House." The Islamic State has warned the United States that it plans to attack America and raise the flag of Allah in the White House. "I say to America that the Islamic Caliphate has been established." Abu Musa, a spokesman for the terror group, also known as ISIS, told Vice Media in a video interview posted online Thursday, "Don't be cowards and attack us with drones. Instead, send your soldiers, the ones we humiliated in Iraq. We will humiliate them everywhere, God willing, and we will raise the flag of Allah at the White House." Oh, they say they're going to attack us, and we've been getting warning signals that they're going to attack us. Gee, they might want to, well, we might want to rethink our position. I guess if they say they're going to attack us, and we've been getting open borders with terrorists coming across the open borders, I would suspect that that's probably like the duck thing, you know? It's got feathers, it waddles, it quacks, it flies, lands in water, paddles, quacks. It's probably a duck. So I would suspect they're probably going to attack us. They did in Boston. They did at 9/11. And they did at Fort Hood. I mean, we can go down the list. Now, I wonder what that's going to look like. We have been given warnings, ladies and gentlemen. 100 malls across this country is their target. We know that. When? Could have been today. Could be 9/11. Now, why would today be significant? 8/8/2014. I know that that's kind of a stretch for some people to understand, but, you know, the dates are important to these Islamic terrorists. They want to use the dates to send signals to rest of the Muslim world as a day of infamy, so to speak. Anyway, we'll be back. More to come here. Dane Wigington coming up next, because the explosion now of geoengineering is happening.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Coming up on 10 o'clock, you are listening to an encore presentation of Agenda 21, which continues after SRN News on KCNR Shasta Ready.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Apparently, more than 2,000 immigrants facing deportation were released last year without Homeland Security's knowledge.
The immigrants were released for budget reasons by immigration agency officials who kept the Homeland Security Secretary in the dark about the plan. That's the finding of a Homeland Inspector General who said the lack of communication led the White House to wrongly deny for weeks that the immigrants had been released. The federal watchdog also found that officials did not adequately plan for the increase in immigrant arrests at the Mexican border and did not track available funds or spending accurately. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
The president is expected to decide within days about whether to send the U.S. military to rescue Iraqi refugees trapped on a mountain by ISIS terrorists. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says Mr. Obama is considering a range of options, including airlifts and